Brandon.
Zach.
Welcome to Carpool Sports Talk, presented by Anchor. Here's your hosts, Landon, Zach, and Jack.
All right. Lots of good topics to talk about today, including the Bulls, but we're going to get to that later. First, we're going to talk about the NFL, which is right around the corner. Preseason starting soon, and then in September, the regular season.
Tomorrow. All right. The preseason.
It's tomorrow night's the Hall of Fame game.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Jack, you can go first. Top teams in the NFC and AFC from the Super Bowl, and who's going to win?
Okay. Well, my Super Bowl prediction is the Buffalo Bills. They've made good improvements every year since Sean McDermott. They got him. He's a great coach. He's built up this roster. He's improved Josh Allen. Josh Allen is steadily been getting to an MVP caliber. I actually think he'll be the MVP as well this year. And their roster is just, I think the roster is good enough to win a Super Bowl. Looking up to the other teams in the AFC and across the league.
Bills, I think their roster is just stacked. And I also agree with Josh Allen being the MVP. And obviously Stephon Diggs has improved since he's been to Buffalo. So I agree with the Bills, but they're not my champion, obviously. I got to go with the Packers. I mean, I'd say our roster is probably the most, not as stacked as the Bills. We have depth. Like, we have, obviously, Aaron Jones, backup running back A.J. Dillon, great core. We got we just brought back Randall Cobb, Devontae, Alan Lazard. We got the MVP, Aaron Rodgers. So, I think it's our year. It's our year this year.
Yeah. And in the NFC, I'll take the Bucks again.
Mm-mm. It's not happening. No.
We're coming for them. So you think that it's going to be a rematch in the NFC Championship?
Yes, I do. And I think Rodgers is going to be very mad. He's going to be so mad that they beat us last year. And he's going to pull through.
Well, yeah.
I promise you.
If his coach can make the right decision on when it's fourth.
Yeah, you're right. I get it. That's one play, but Matt LaFleur, he's a good coach. And he's a great coach.
If he has a bad year this year, I think he might be fired.
Yeah, but we're not going to have a bad year. I think we're going to go 13-4. I think we're going to go 13-4.
I don't think so. I think they'll win the division and.
Oh, we'll win the division, but easily. So I got Packers Bills. You got Bucks Bills, and you have the Bills winning. I have the Packers winning. It's our year, man. Nothing's gonna kind of get in the way. Nothing's gonna get in the way. All right, moving on to probably the most exciting thing in the past 5 years for the Bulls. We're stacked now.
Yeah,
we're stacked.
I would agree.
All-star small forward in DeRozan, or shooting guard. Zach LaVine, obviously. Top five scorer in the league. Vooch, probably top five center in the league. I mean, we got Lonzo Ball. I know the numbers don't show, but he's going to improve the team. Like, the stat line aside, he's going to improve the team. And then obviously, we got the GOAT himself, Alex Caruso. Nothing much to explain there.
That's not going to do anything, really.
I don't know, man. He might be the next Michael Jordan. You never know.
Is he the only player on the Bulls that's won. I think he's the only player on the Bulls that has championship experience.
You know, I think you're right. Because I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
Well, the bigger question is, who else can they add? Well, if they're going to win a championship, which is all the ultimate goal, which they're probably not going to do this year, I would say they're going to be a 5-6 seed.
Yeah.
But, and they'll probably lose in the first round.
Honestly, okay, so if you name the teams, in the East, you got the Bucks and the Nets, top two. I don't know which one's going to be which, but it's top two. Then who would be third?
Well, depending on how the Ben Simmons situation...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
...ends out. If he's still
on... Simmons stays, I think we can... If we're really good this year, I think we can make push to the 4 seed or 3 seed. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't think we're going to get past the Nets or Bucks, but I believe in our team.
Obviously. But...
I believe in our team. And we got a good core. And we're young, too.
Yeah.
We're very young. And we also, I mean, besides the free agents we just signed, now we got Thad coming off the bench, Kobe White coming off the bench, who's also a good scorer. Patrick Williams will probably start, I would assume.
Well, yeah, well, if Ben Simmons is there again, they'll probably be the 3 seed because they were number one this year.
Yeah.
It's not going to be enough to win a championship.
No. But, and then we got Alex Caruso coming off the bench, who is, off the bench, he's pretty good. But, yeah, we even got a, we got a pretty good bench, too, so, I mean.
So, what do you think that'll push him over to win a championship? What do you think they
need? What do you mean, push him over?
Like, what do you think they need?
Another honestly, star, I don't. I don't
need their players to just get better.
I don't think they need another star. I think if we surround our core of DeRozan, Vooch, and LaVine with more very good role players, like I mean Lonzo, he's not an all-star caliber player yet. He might be in the future.
Yeah, I think he will.
But he can get it done, like. And if we keep surrounding that core with players like Lonzo, and maybe if we get another power forward, so that Pat Williams can start go on the bench, I mean he'll still play, but I think it's not a championship caliber team yet, but if our players develop, I think we got a shot.
Yeah, I agree.
And next year, I think. All three of the Nets big three are in free agents. Are free agents. I mean, yeah. I don't know if they're going
to
go anywhere.
I think, yeah, the Bulls would need to win a playoff series for one of them to even think about leaving. I mean, they're probably going to win the championship this year, so I don't know why they would leave anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, free agency has been crazy, but Chicago all the way. Come on. Very exciting news for Bulls fans. All right, I think that wraps up the show.
Yep. One last reminder before we wrap up. You can go to our Twitter page, at CPSTPod, and our predictions for the NFL season for each division are on there. So go check it out. And
yep. Subscribe. If anybody's watching, just don't forget. All right. This is Landon.
This is Jack. And this is Carpool Sports.
And this is Carpool Sports Talk.